So quick question, when your Amazon package says arriving by 8 p.m. and it actually shows up at 7:42, you ever wonder how it knew that? Like, down to the minute? Turns out there's a whole invisible AI war happening in trucks and delivery vans right now, and nobody's talking about it because, let's be honest, route optimization does not exactly trend on Twitter. But it should, because this might be one of the most profitable, least sexy AI stories of the year. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. AI NVIDIA, yes, the chip company that everyone associates with, you know, giant AI models writing poetry and generating cat videos, is quietly building infrastructure for something way more boring and way more lucrative. It's called Kuopt. And what it does is help delivery fleets figure out in real time the best possible route for every single truck, every single stop, every single minute of the day. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't a one and done, here's your route, good luck situation. The old GPS model, plan a route in the morning, follow it, deal with traffic as it comes, that's dead. What NVIDIA and companies like HERE Technologies and Descartes are building is systems that re-optimize constantly. Traffic jam three blocks up, reroute. Drivers running behind, reroute. A customer wasn't home, package needs to bounce to the next stop. Reroute, all happening continuously in the background without a human ever touching it. And honestly, I think this is one of those quiet but massive AI stories. We spend so much time talking about chatbots and image generators, but this is AI actually doing physical world logistics, moving real trucks, saving real fuel, getting your package there faster. NVIDIA positioning itself here tells you something. They're not just betting on flashy consumer AI anymore. They're betting on becoming the plumbing underneath every supply chain in America. That's a much less glamorous bet. It's also arguably a smarter one. The takeaway, the most valuable AI right now might not be the one writing your emails. It might be the one deciding whether your Uber Eats driver takes Main Street or the highway. But here's the thing, while everyone's excited about the routing wizardry, something quieter and honestly a little more skeptical was happening underneath the surface. Because a lot of these performance claims, 20% faster deliveries, reduce fuel costs by X percent, a lot of that is coming from, let's just say, the companies selling the software. Vendor blog posts, marketing pages, not exactly peer-reviewed research. And look, I'm not saying it's fake. The tech is real, the improvements are probably real too. But there's a pattern here that shows up constantly in AI hype cycles. A company builds something genuinely useful, and then the marketing team takes useful and stretches it into revolutionary, industry-changing, once-in-a-generation. We've heard that before. Remember when every AI startup was going to replace doctors, then lawyers, then coders? Some of that panned out, a lot of it didn't. Here's the real catch with logistics AI specifically, it's only as good as the data underneath it. If your shipment tracking is sloppy, if your warehouse system doesn't talk to your delivery app, if your driver data is 3 days stale, the fanciest routing algorithm in the world is just guessing with extra steps. So there's this quiet tension happening. Enterprises want the dream, fully automated, self-healing supply chains. But actually pulling that off requires unglamorous stuff like clean data pipelines and system integrations that took years to build and nobody wants to pay for. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't this the same story every time with enterprise AI? Yeah, it is. The demo always looks incredible. The actual rollout takes 18 months and 3 consultants. There's also a real human layer to this that doesn't get enough attention. Dispatchers, the people who used to manually figure out routes and handle chaos when a driver got stuck, their job is shifting fast. Some of that work is becoming supervise the AI and step in when it's wrong, instead of do the routing yourself. That's not necessarily bad, but it is a real shift for real people happening quietly without a splashy headline. Quick hits before we go. Brings is out here orchestrating deliveries for big retailers, basically acting as the traffic controller between warehouses, carriers, and your front door. Fleet Ops is doing something similar, but for trucking companies specifically, trying to squeeze more efficiency out of every truck on the road. And Optim is applying serious optimization science, the kind of math that used to be reserved for airlines and railroads, to freight logistics more. Oh, and somebody on Reddit pointed out that half of these AI-powered logistics tools are basically just really good spreadsheets with a chatbot bolted on for the sales demo. which honestly might be a little true. So here's the big picture. While the entire world is obsessed with AI that can talk, write, and generate, there's this whole other category of AI that's just moving stuff around better. Trucks, packages, drivers, warehouses, it's not glamorous. Nobody's writing a movie about the algorithm that rerouted a delivery van around a pothole. AI, but it's touching your life every single day, whether you notice it or not. And maybe that's actually the real lesson here. The AI that changes your life the most might not be the one you're chatting with. It might be the one working silently in the background, deciding how your world gets delivered to you, one optimized route at a time. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.